Hello, my name is Annick de Rélan, General Manager of the Specialist Family and Relationship Services. Each month, Pope Francis invites us to pause and turn our hearts toward the needs of our world through his prayer intentions. These intentions are more than words. They are a call for us to open our hearts, to listen deeply, and to respond with compassion to those who are hurting. They remind us that we are all connected and that through prayer we can be a source of comfort and strength to others, no matter how far apart we may be. During the month of November, Pope Francis asks us to focus on parents who are grieving the loss of a child, no matter how old they may be. It is pain that runs deeper than words can express, grief that lingers long after the world has moved on. Pope Francis calls us to be a light within the darkness, to offer our prayers, our presence, and our love to those who are carrying this heavy burden. Losing a child is one of the hardest sorrows that a parent can face. The grief can be overwhelming, and it's often difficult to know how to offer support. But even during these darkest times, God's love can bring moments of peace. So let's take a moment to really think about those parents, whether we know them personally or not, and pray that they may feel supported, not just by us, but by their communities and by the peace that only God can provide. Moving through this type of pain isn't easy, and sometimes what people need most is to simply know that they are not alone. Let's pray that in the middle of their grief, they feel the warmth of others standing by their side. We can offer them our support through a kind word, a small gesture, or simply by being present for them. As we reflect on Pope Francis's message, we are reminded that what matters are not only our prayers, but also the actions that we take. Let's keep our hearts open to how we can be a source of strength for those who are struggling with this type of loss. Whether it's offering a shoulder to lean on, a listening ear, or just a moment of silence shared in their sorrow, we can reflect God's love in how we care for them.